talking about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Dane and Jules with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the construction of the new QPAC Theatre, The Glass House, has finally ended after 4 years of delay. The theatre was originally announced in 2020 and planned to open in 2022, but it was subject to delays for various reasons, ranging from floods to a crane arm shattering a glass panel. An open day is scheduled for March 7th, with first performances taking place on March 27th. The theatre is designed to be in the spirit of Queensland, with its architecture taking elements of the Brisbane River and Queensland's beaches into it. A 22-year-old Australian woman has died after she became caught in a ski lift at a snow resort in Japan. Brooke Day, who is from Queensland's Sunshine Coast, was rushed to hospital after the accident on Friday, but died later that day. Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs said it was providing assistance to the woman's family. A spokesperson said, quote, "We send our deepest condolences to the family at this difficult time." End quote. Owing to our privacy obligations, we are unable to provide further comment. Clive Palmer denies new claims that his 2019 federal election campaign was influenced by a former senior advisor to US President Donald Trump. These claims come from new text messages released by the US Department of Justice as a part of the Epstein files. In the messages, Steve Bannon, who was once a chief strategist for Mr. Trump, claimed to have directed Mr. Palmer on his costly political advertising spend. Quote, "I had Clive Palmer do the $60 million anti-China and climate change ads," end quote. Bannon told an unidentified person, who appears to be convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, 2 days after the May 9, 2019 federal election. A spokesperson for Mr. Palmer told the ABC the billionaire, quote, "has never spoken to Bannon," end quote, and the ABC has no evidence the mining magnate ever met or communicated with either Bannon or Epstein.
A tiny coastal community in Victoria's east is standing up to a massive renewable energy development. Last month, 400 people attended a protest meeting to register their concerns about the proposal for sea spray along the 90-mile beach. International joint venture Geronex BP, based in London, wants to build 60 to 17 turbines spaced a kilometre apart along a 163 square kilometre area of ocean between Sea Spray and Woodside. In December, the plans were granted major project status by the federal government, angering locals who say the Gippsland region is bearing much risk of proposed renewable energy without any benefit. In international news, a survey conducted by the Geneva Academy of International Humanitarian Law and Human Rights called War Watch looked at over 23 armed conflicts in the past 18 months, detailing the deaths of children in Gaza, growing civilian casualties in Ukraine, and an epidemic of sexual violence in the Dominican Republic.
Clive Palmer denies new claims that his 2019 federal election campaign was influenced by a former senior advisor to US President Donald Trump. These claims come from new text messages released by the US Department of Justice as a part of the Epstein files. In the messages, Steve Bannon, who was once a chief strategist for Mr. Trump, claimed to have directed Mr. Palmer on his costly political advertising spend. Quote, "I had Clive Palmer do the $60 million anti-China and climate change ads," end quote. Bannon told an unidentified person, who appears to be convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, 2 days after the May 9, 2019 federal election. A spokesperson for Mr. Palmer told the ABC the billionaire, quote, "has never spoken to Bannon," end quote, and the ABC has no evidence the mining magnate ever met or communicated with either Bannon or Epstein.
A tiny coastal community in Victoria's east is standing up to a massive renewable energy development. Last month, 400 people attended a protest meeting to register their concerns about the proposal for sea spray along the 90-mile beach. International joint venture Geronex BP, based in London, wants to build 60 to 17 turbines spaced a kilometre apart along a 163 square kilometre area of ocean between Sea Spray and Woodside. In December, the plans were granted major project status by the federal government, angering locals who say the Gippsland region is bearing much risk of proposed renewable energy without any benefit. In international news, a survey conducted by the Geneva Academy of International Humanitarian Law and Human Rights called War Watch looked at over 23 armed conflicts in the past 18 months, detailing the deaths of children in Gaza, growing civilian casualties in Ukraine, and an epidemic of sexual violence in the Dominican Republic of the Congo, and concluded that with the scale of violations happening globally and the lack of consistent international efforts to prevent them, international humanitarian law is at a, quote, critical breaking point, end quote. Stuart Casey Maslin, the lead author, said, quote, atrocity crimes are being repeated because past ones were tolerated. Our actions or inactions will determine whether international humanitarian law vanishes altogether, end quote. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It is currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 28 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That is all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.